I had something I was going to preach on, and then, you know, God dropped something in my heart. It's a very short sermon. It's a small sermon, but don't confuse short with ineffective. Jesus, the parables were short, and there was great revelation from the kingdom of God. And so I have another parable. We looked at the seed and the sower. I wasn't expecting this. I thought I was going to do something else, just about the leaven, you know. And Jesus talks about the leaven in a different way. And he talks about it in a good way. The kingdom of heaven is like. And all before Jesus came, leaven was a bad thing. Leaven was sin. Leaven was wrong. Leaven was bad. And how can you take something bad and make it good? I heard a lot of different commentaries on this. You can read so many commentaries, it can mess you up. And they all talked about this is sin. No, it's not, because it says the kingdom of heaven is like. It doesn't say the kingdom of the devil is like, or your kingdom. It doesn't say the kingdom of heaven is affected by. It says the kingdom of heaven is like. So Jesus took something bad and made something good. And he can do the same thing in your life. So here comes Jesus, the Messiah, the King. Of all kings, he's the King. Of all lords, he's the Lord. And he takes something that was always used bad in the Old Testament. Unleavened bread. Don't put sin in it. Don't put this in it. And Jesus comes along and says, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, and he takes something that is bad and he makes it good, and he can do the same thing in your life. That wound, that hurt, he can touch it, and now it's good. It's a testimony. It's effectiveness. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to read the parable, and we're just going to look at some simple things. Another parable he spoke to them. And this is just right after he talked about the seed and the sower and the mustard seed. So he's talking about something small being something good and affecting greater than what was initially started. Amen? The kingdom of heaven is like, Jesus said. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leavened. And that's the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast. Now, I made probably 4 or 5 months ago, I was in the mood for cinnamon rolls, and I got tired of these canned cinnamon rolls, so I made my own bread for the cinnamon rolls. Al remembers the counter and the flour. And who got one? Oh, no, only him. So, but yeast is a funny thing, because flour's dead and the water's not alive and everything, but yeast is alive. So you take something small that's alive and it touches the dead ingredients, now it changes everything. See, yeast is actually a living organism. And so that little bit, and so many times, now when I made the bread, I sat it on the counter and I didn't watch it. Because you can put yeast, now this is yeast, what about the kingdom of God is like? That means the living word of God, that means the spirit, that means a little bit. You can be in a conversation with somebody and they can be in a dead place, it can be a dead conversation, and you put the leaven of heaven in that conversation, the word of life, and all of a sudden you want it to work. It doesn't work like that. I didn't have to watch the bread. I just trusted the pack. I forget the name of it. It's a familiar yeast. I trusted that it was going to rise. So I came back later and there's the dough. Shh. And that little yeast changed everything. Now there's air bubbles in it. Let me give an example of the word of life changing things. You know, I heard this ex-Jehovah's Witness giving a testimony. They were Jehovah's Witness for years, and they said this person shared the scripture with me. It was just one scripture. And now the person's witnessing to him shares the scripture, but that the Jehovah's Witness doesn't get saved right then. So is it effective? You don't know. See, the kingdom of heaven is like, there's things in your life that are hidden. See, Jesus uses the word hidden. It's actually the word in crypto. It means crypto, hidden. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid and mixed up. And hid. And so you don't see it working. You don't think it's not there. But there's things that God has placed in your life that have been there all along that he wants to rise up. Because it changed everything. It rose up. So he shares a scripture with her. The Jehovah's Witnesses over here can't sleep all night. The man's over here thinking it wasn't an effective sermon. Wasn't effective. Can't sleep. All, and that's what we do. We sow. There's things you in your life that you've sown, you've given, even tears. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And we think, but there's nothing that you put in the hands of the Messiah that's ever lost. He said, gather up the fragments so nothing is lost. Every broken thing, everything that was a waste that people wanted to throw away. That was not for that day. That was for us. Gather up the fragments so nothing is lost. There's a spiritual kingdom principle in that. Nothing is a waste to Jesus, and he changes everything. So here's a Jehovah's Witness, can't sleep all night, one scripture. Here's a guy, didn't think he was effective. Finally, the Jehovah's Witness ran into him and says, look, that whole scripture, and he led him to the Lord, got saved. The Jehovah's Witness invited everybody that they ever converted over to their house. We're going to have a party. So there they were in the backyard, all the converts. Everybody from the kingdom hall, the church was there. What's this man going to say? In the backyard, he had a pile of his Jehovah's Witness books, because they have many books added to this. Wicked leaven. So there he was. Kerosene was on it. They didn't know. They thought they were over for a friendly barbecue. He turns around, throws a match, lights the books on fire, and says, everything I ever told you was wrong. and he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. One little leaven from the kingdom, one scripture. That's power. Just one scripture. So over here, he doesn't know what's going on. Over here, something's stirring. Something's changing. The leaven of the kingdom of God is infecting with that spirit, and now everything's changed. See, I couldn't take the leaven out. When I went back to my dough, it was risen. I go, where's it at? And we say, where's it at? Where's the effect? Where's this? And you don't actually see the yeast working, but you see the change of everything. The whole thing was changed. Jesus said she mixed up. She hid what was before dead. She took what was alive, and it just touched. It just touched. While I'm sleeping, the dough can be rising. There's things in your life that you don't need to touch anymore. You just need to believe. And how is it done? By faith. It's by faith. God, you're good. I know you're working even when I'm sleeping. God, I know you're powerful. Your future spouses are praying for you just as you're praying for them. There's things in the kingdom that are working. And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a woman who took something that was alive and touched something that was dead. And then the whole mass was changed. The kingdom of heaven is like one word of life. The kingdom of heaven is like one prophetic word. The kingdom of heaven is like one person coming to Jesus, because that is life. He can do that. It was never used in a good example until Jesus comes along. See, Jesus changes everything. Something so small, something so little. There's not much leaven. One scripture. They got saved over one scripture. One prophetic word. I met a man. Pastor Stephen was ready to quit the ministry. He was staying at a man's house, and another man came down the stairs and gave him a prophetic word. And I'm sitting in a conference, a missions conference in Florida, and I just happened to sit next to him. And we start talking. Because I have Indian roots too, you know, from my roommate. And I know how to make butter chicken. So I had entrance, and we start talking. I go, what's your story? Why are you here? And he says, you know, I was doing the Bible college and doing things. I'm ready to quit the ministry, and I'm staying at a man's house. And I was going to actually stay the week later, and God said, go now. So I'm going to tell him I'm quitting. I'm going down the stairs. He's going up, and he gives me a prophetic word, and here's the prophetic word. I carry it with me everywhere I go now. And since that time, Bible colleges and people got saved. And so one little leaven, the kingdom of heaven, changed his whole life. Ready to quit? Then there was a Bible college. Ready to quit? Then souls got saved. But you can't see it working, but you can see the effects of it. It's just like outside, you know, I don't really see the wind. You see the effects of the wind. You don't see the wind. You see the leaves blowing and know that there's wind. When I go clean the pool, I know there was wind. There was wind. Sometimes it's the weed eater wind from the blowing rocks in. But you see the effects of it. So is the kingdom of God taking that little thing in your life, the one scripture, the one promise, the thing, and what was dead now becomes alive. So, you know, Jesus, we talked about the parables, and they said, speaking of the Messiah, that he'll open his mouth in parables. He'll reveal mysteries from the foundation of the world. And we look at parables like they're just cute little stories. Friends, they are kingdom principles. Jesus says, if you pray in secret, hid, my Father will reward you openly. No one saw me put the yeast in, but someone enjoyed the benefits of the yeast. Without that yeast, it's flat. There's area in our lives that's not risen. See, but we need to say, Jesus, you're alive. You're the living word. He's not just a word, he's the word. All the word's embodiment is Jesus Christ. And he comes, and even people in the Old Testament, they were in a holding tank until Jesus died and could bring them out. So it's nothing right away. What happens is when we add yeast, or we add life to the conversation, or we speak words of life, it doesn't change right away. But by faith, you've got to know it's doing something in the supernatural. Well, they didn't get saved. You don't know what's going on in their heart. Man, maybe I feel like quoted one more scripture. No, you quoted the right scripture. God's dealing with them because that yeast is turning in their spirit. So God has released things in the past that you think are just hidden, secret, gone, dead, and they're still active in the kingdom of God for your life. See, that's why when we sow, you know, when we tithe, you're just taking that little yeast and you're adding it to the dough. When you put it in that bucket, you're adding that yeast to the dough, and it's stirring, and there's things that you can reap today that you sown in the past. You know, sometimes, man, God, the revelation, sometimes you give it, I don't share everything, and it's just like, wow, God, and I think about all those years I served people and they didn't let me preach. I was putting leaven in my life, and all those years that they didn't open doors, I was putting leaven in my life, and God says, John, I'm going to take those barren years, what was barren, and I'm going to bring it to the future and the present now, and it's going to be greater than it would have been if I would have revealed it back then. That's power. And he can do that because he's a good father and he cares for things over your life. So things that we have lost and broken and tears that we've shed and money you think you've lost, there's nothing lost in the kingdom of God. Gather up the fragments so nothing is lost. And he takes those broken pieces, those hurt pieces, those forgotten pieces. You've sown seeds. I believe everybody's in here sown things that they have forgotten, but heaven has not. I remember growing up and being saved at 13 and riding my bike up the church on the hill. It was a big old fat hill. I hated that hill. And I'd ride my bike up the hill. And after church, I would cruise down my bike. And I'd go through all the stop signs. I broke the law. And if there was no cars, I could make it home. And it was far. That was a big hill. But I used to bring my little allowance. And then when I brought my money, I'd put it in there. If you go back to that church today, there's a different pastor. Pastor Gordon Young's not there. He knew me. The pastor's not there. My name's not on a roll. It's not on a brick. I didn't give enough. It's not on a chair. I didn't give enough. The fact they won't even know that I attended the church, let alone giving money. But there's records in heaven about a 13-year-old boy putting ties in. That's where the records are. The records are in heaven. It's not in the church. And say, do you remember me? They don't need to remember you. They don't need to remember you. God remembers. He puts, the records are in heaven. See, the Bible says, and the books were opened and the court sat. It's a final judgment. And one of the books is Book of Remembrance. It's not just the Book of Life. And those that spoke of God often were, their name was written in the Book of Remembrance. When you say, isn't God good? Isn't God merciful? Isn't he gracious? Your name is written in the Book of Remembrance. It's not just the Book of Life. And, oh, there's Alan Clark and Lena Jones. And if you speak of them often, why? Because heaven's records are perfect. He forgets the bad and remembers the good. What a Savior! Only Jesus could come. Jeremiah couldn't do it. Isaiah couldn't do it. Paul couldn't do it. Look at his examples of leaven. It's not good examples. Jesus is the only one who said the kingdom of God is like a woman who took leaven. Only Jesus can do that. I love podcasts. I love CD series. But there's only one master. It's Jesus. They won't even remember that I went to that church. John who? I got baptized at that church. They won't remember. I gave my little ties in that church. They won't remember. You look for my name down the plaques. There'll be pastor, apostle. John Archer, 13-year-old boy, putting $1 a week is not in there. But the records are in heaven. And the books were opened in the court sat. There's books over your life, and it's not just the Book of Life. It's things that you've sown, leaven that you've released in the past. So I'm looking at that dough, and it's not rising. But I knew it's just a matter of time because the atmosphere had to be right. It had to be warm. And there's an atmosphere of faith that takes that live leaven, those words in your past that are alive. It's alive. It's a live culture. It's not dead. And those other ingredients that are dead, the live thing touches the dead things. And the dead things does not make the live thing dead. The live things makes the dead things alive. And it changes everything. And no longer can you say, this is where I was broken. This is where I was poor. This is where I hurt. Now it's all one big testimony for the glory of God because it all rose. I didn't have to divide the ingredients. And even in the Old Testament, you know, a lot of times they get it when making wine. It's the process of fermentation. It's the same process of wine. Jesus said new wine. What happens is he says, no one drinking the old wine says the new wine is better. They say, the old is better, Jesus said. But there's new wine he wants to put in your life, but it's not wine yet. So you go, the old way is better. The old way of thinking is better because I can think back to this thing and this thing and this thing. And Jesus said, I want to do a new thing in your life. Don't say the old is better. The new is better. It just hasn't become wine yet. It's still fermenting in your life. So there's some things that are fermenting, and there's some things we need to reach in the spirit and go, okay, the atmosphere of faith is a warm, inviting place for the yeast to be stirred up to see the effects of what everything he's sown in your life. So it's not just about conversations we have with other people. It's about conversations we have with ourselves inside. I'll never. We hear testimonies, we clap, amen, not for me. Not for me. But Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like. And he named an unnamed woman because he didn't want you to say, oh, it's for Mary. It's for Cynthia. Jesus said, a woman. A woman. You can just put your place there. I know men is the only parable where woman was used. Every other time was a man. He just said a woman. Man, I know what you think. Well, I'm going to use something that you don't think is that important. I'm just going to give her a no name because anybody can fill in there. He took a child's lunch. Boy's not named. Why? Because you think, oh, that's Ricky's fish is special. Ricky's loaves are special. That woman had special dough. No, it was just a common practice that everybody knew. And he revealed a kingdom principle. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And I can take what was always dead. And I can take with that bad byword. I used to struggle with this. I dealt with this. I was a cutter. Now it's life to somebody else. Because Jesus just didn't take your sins away so you could go to heaven. The shame and the guilt too. And a lot of people are going to heaven, but they carry the shame and guilt as though their sins were never forgiven. So positionally, they're forgiven. But relationally, they still feel that on their life. There's a difference. And Jesus wants relationship. There was 12, and he was close to 3, and he was really close to 1. It was always about relationship. And a man's not going to put his head on another man's chest unless he feels safe and loved by him. Try that. Try that. See how that works out for you. That's how Jesus was. I know you're a son in thunder, but I'm going to change you. I'm going to give words of life to you, and you're going to follow me, and I'm going to speak leaven in your life. And you're not going to see the change right away, John. You're not going to see we're going to count fire down from then, and all of a sudden, the apostle of love. How could the apostle of thunder be the apostle of love? Because Jesus was putting leaven in his life, and that leaven is alive. Even after he rose again from the dead and was in heaven, he says, the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I said, every life word I say. Lazarus, come forth. Jesus sent forth the leaven. And sometimes in the kingdom, see, natural analogies have limits. So sometimes the dough can rise quick. And that was a lot of dough. If you look at the amount, it was a lot. It was more than enough for her house. It was enough for others. And God wants things to rise in your life where no longer it's just about your life or it's about someone else. You have so much more because the only thing eternal is souls. Houses aren't eternal. I want everybody to have a nice house, paid off, cars paid off. You'll never hear me judge. Oh, you shouldn't have that car. You won't hear that from me. But you will hear from me, what else? What else? You got a nice manicured lawn, $1 million home. That's fine. What else? The non-Christian has that. Hindus have that. I can drive up the street right here. Muslims have that. Hindus have that. But they're lost, see? And so God wants things to rise in your life. What does it do? The dough rises. Things that are dead rises. Lazarus came forth. Jesus came forth. And it's just a little leaven. It didn't take much. That's the power of God. Amen? That's the power of God. That's the power of God. He can take what is alive, and he's living. Touch what is dead. The dead thing doesn't make him dead. His life makes what's dead alive. And now the prostitute can stand up and say, I once was dead, but now I'm. We said, I once was blind, but now I'm see. We don't get up. My name is John Archer. I've been blind for 37 years. No, I once was, and now I see. See, it's the now. That the leaven of God wants to put the now in your life. Pull there and now. Because I added just a little pack. I had a lot of flour. I had a lot of, I never made cinnamon rolls, man. I wanted some big, fat cinnamon rolls. I was like, let's do this. Let's do some cinnamon rolls. I go in there, look at the recipes. Tired of that canned. There's no replacement for it. And it was just a little yeast. And put it in warm water with a little sugar because you got to be sweet in life. And then it mixes in the atmosphere. And all of a sudden, that yeast, that packet of yeast did no good until it was in the right atmosphere. That word over your life will do no good until it's in the right atmosphere of faith. I can't believe the word for you. You must believe. Jesus says, who do you say that I am? He said, who do they say that I am? What did the prophet prophesy over you? What do they say about the church? And then Jesus narrowed it down. Who do you say that I am? Because it's not enough what they say. You must say, I am. Paul, you once were a murderer, but look how he starts the letter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called to the Gentiles. It's very specific. It wasn't a general thing. It was very specific. You need to know. 50 prophets can come in and prophesy over you, but until you know, that's not the atmosphere of faith. So they come in. They give you a word. It's trying to create the atmosphere. They put the warm water, but you got to add the yeast. Then it activates. Then we put it in the dough. Then we don't see nothing. And 2 weeks later, we forget the word. But faith says, God, I know that yeast is in that dough working, and I know it'll change every dead area of my life. Because the promises of God can go in one area of your life and all of a sudden change everything else. See, I have a lot of word about finances. That's just not an isolated word. See, that changes everything. That means I can go to churches and say, John, don't take an offering. And I can talk to a millionaire and say, there will be no offering today, but your soul is on the line. And all of a sudden, he can't say, they don't need money. Now what are you going to say? All preachers want money. This preacher didn't. Now what are you going to do? See, everybody believes in Jesus. There's only one question. It's not if, it's when. It's before or after death. That is the only question. It's not if, it's when. And the Bible says every knee, that's both knees. Every president that ever lived, every waitress that ever served you will know Jesus Christ is Lord. We talk about Columbia. I was in Columbia with Pastor Bunch. We go and look at this newspaper place. It's empty. It's looking for a church. Why is it empty? He told me they printed a bad article about Pablo Escobar, one of the most famous drug lords ever. He went and killed the owner. At the end of his life, Pablo Escobar was running like a rata, running through the streets, and they shot and killed him. He believes in Jesus Christ now. Make no mistake about it. Everybody will believe. It's just when. When. And we have the privilege of to invite people now. Before the banquet door is closed, before the ark, the door is raised on the ark, come. All that are weary, heavy, and laden, come to Jesus. Come to the master of the kingdom. Who can change your life, who can take what was dead and make it alive, and not just make it alive, now it's food for somebody else. It's bread. He didn't say the kingdom of heaven is like leaven in a rock. He didn't say that. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a woman who took a little leaven and put it in the dough, and the dough rose, and now she bakes it, now she can feed people. And what was dead now is life to people. Unleavened bread, unleavened bread, unleavened bread. And Jesus said, leaven. Changed everything. What a savior. We pass the parables, think there's nothing there. There's rich. And when you read the parables, God can speak to you something different. And he should. And he should. Friends, we don't need the commentaries all the times. We don't need this. We just need to hear his voice. John, I got something different. I preached on the season. Jennifer Hyde goes, I got something different. You should. Because you have a heavenly father speaking to you. That was a good parable about the bread. I guess that's it. Sums it up. No need to add revelation. Let's write a comment, arts or commentary. No, because you'll see a footnote. John says, don't stop here. Go home. Read from yourself. Go to the master. Change the atmosphere. When you're sitting all alone, says, God, I want to change the atmosphere of my yeast. What was dead? Now I need that warm atmosphere. And all of a sudden, he'll start bringing words back to you. He'll start remembering things. This last couple of weeks, I started thinking about souls. You know, I haven't led someone to the Lord in so long. And then sometime back, I was like, my God, I see my soul. All of a sudden, the atmosphere changed. And then this girl comes up to me and goes, is it right to worship Santa Muerta, the dead saint? I told her, no, I led her to the Lord right then. That never would have happened if the atmosphere in my life goes, okay, now I'm looking for it. I didn't pray for money. I didn't pray for a new car. I would like those things. God, I pray for souls. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. The kingdom of heaven is like, not the kingdoms of this world. The kingdom of heaven is like a woman who took a little leaven and hid it. When you go in your prayer closet, you're hiding. And all of a sudden, people can see the difference. When you fast, you're hiding. And Jesus said, the scribes and Pharisees do it in public. They have the reward. It's over. But if you do things in secret, all of a sudden, it's not just over one day. It's and even past your life, it can change people. Past the Sunday morning sermon, all of a sudden, years later, people say, I remember that. I don't know who preached it, but they said something. They said something. God said something in words. And it's no longer they prophesied, they said, it's God, you spoke through them. It's very different. Because if they're the source, then you just need to praise them, send money, build an altar at your house. But the only thing they know is what he tells them. I remember I was listening to I was in a service, and there was a prophet speaking. He goes, stir yourselves up. He goes, friends, if the Holy Ghost leaves, I'm dead in the water. Never has a truer statement been said by that man. You're dead in the water. You got nothing. Familiar spirits, natural. But if you want to speak kingdom things, revelatory things, you need to hear his voice. And I hear the Lord saying, so we need to go, okay, God, that's your word over my life. So-and-so said, no. God said through them, very different. I appreciate accurate people. I appreciate it. I guess I'm not dissing that. What I'm saying is when we go in our prayer closet and our stuff, we thank God because he's the source. Water does not come from a faucet. It goes through a faucet. And if you open those doors under the cabinet, you're going to see two supply lines, hot and cold. Friends, he's the supply line. And we look at the faucets and we look at the gold and the silver and this, but I'd rather have a plain-looking faucet that flows clean water than a fancy faucet with the supply lines turned off. And we need to open up our supply lines and say, oh, God, change the atmosphere where the yeast can grow, not just one lump or two lumps or three lumps for me, but enough to feed my neighbors. So, Lord, I thank you for this afternoon, God. I thank you that your word is life. Your word is good leaven. And I thank you, Jesus, for taking what was bad and making it good to rise us above every situation, every problem, every circumstance. Jesus, you are King. I thank you, Lord, for your parables and that so many people missed it. And you said there will be people at the end of days that they said we sat next to you, we heard your words, but they weren't saved, God. So we just don't want to hear your words. We want them to enter our dead dough. and rise the promises of God, that we'll be able to go through the fire and have a substance to our life. Because the dough is not bread till it goes through the fire. And it's substance. You can sink your teeth into it. And those cinnamon rolls were different because of the yeast. And every life thing you've spoken over this church congregationally and individually, Lord, I thank you for the activation of the yeast, the leaven of the kingdom of God. We fully recognize, Lord, your words are not like no one else's. This book has life, and the yeast was alive, and what was alive mixed with what was dead, and then everything was changed to a whole new substance because of the little microorganisms of the leaven. And I thank you, Jesus. And we end with this, Lord, we thank you that everything we've sown, just like when I was 13 and tithes and cried and gave, is not lost with you. That you gather up the fragments and you put it in the baskets so the birds don't come and eat it. So the principle was, Lord, you're going to take every broken thing you said and you gather it up, and it's, the Bible says, so nothing is lost. It doesn't say so we don't make a mess. So nothing is lost, Lord, and I thank you there is nothing lost that we've ever sown to the kingdom of God. And by faith, Lord, I thank you for activating and stirring it up again, Jesus. And the times we disobeyed and the pause button was put on, we don't look towards that, Lord. We thank you for activating us, Jesus, for bringing healing words. In Jesus' name, amen.